from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We have an hour to go live. Hurtado in Mansfield. Salute to them for having us out and for having the best barbecue possible. Really, they knocked it out of the park. Fan Bowl 2024 is Saturday at Hurtado Arlington. We had planned around the bases brought to you by Uber Eats, but Brian Broaddus is on the tennis courts after watching a 2-hour joint practice, something only legal in California. And he joins us now for the takeaways. Good afternoon, Brian. A long time no talk. How the hell did it go, man?
Screw you, Brian. We're talking Lil Poppy. The Texas Rangers have signed David Ortiz Jr., son of the Red Sox icon. He's your newest Ranger, and they went to the White House today and celebrated. Back to you, Brian.
Is that an international signing?
Was that, yeah, international?
19th round.
Very nice.
All right.
Way to go,
good
CY.
Deal.
We'll take that, man. We'll take that. I know people, the Ranger fans just wanted to get a little bit of content, and we did it. Now, to football.
Well, it looks like Wolchuk is feisty, and so were the players today, Brian. How about that for a segue?
Yeah, it was funny with this practice today that how, like, guys who are the starters are fighting each other. Usually it's guys that are, like, you know, tired and not very good, and they kind of, you know, they get knocked on the ground, and they're kind of just struggling with the practice. And
yeah.
But, man, it's
see
like
Zeke fighting.
Yeah, but no, Zeke. It's Zeke actually looked like kind of Zeke of old today.
And did he?
It really did. It was funny because their offense. I don't know with the Rams situation with their defensive line, but man, off the left side, it was Adoga, it was Hoffman, it was Smith, and they kind of got some movement over there early in this practice, and then there was kind of Zeke running through. Now Zeke did have a fumble. Going through, but I mean, like a big hole, and he's running, and then he kind of just gets bumped, and then the ball's on the ground. But I mean, I was thinking, man, I hadn't seen this one in, you know, so how many days have I been here now? 2 weeks, you know. So, really a nice job with some of the run fits that the Cowboys were able to have, you know, with their one offense against the Rams' one defense.
What was working for him in that run game?
It was up front, they were able to – the Rams were just trying to just kind of hang in there and not really do any movement or, you know, trying to get off – excuse me, get off blocks. And it was just like, gosh, I mean, look at these guys. And Hoffman got hooked up. I mentioned Smith. They got Hoffman a couple times to the second level, able to cut that thing off. You know, the linebackers couldn't get over. They were getting some push on this on the nose for the Rams, and now they had guys up, and it just kind of naturally opened up. I mean, it was encouraging because I was standing down towards the end zone, and I was thinking, okay, if they're going to run the ball, I can see it here. And sure enough, I mean, they hand the ball to Zeke, it kind of opens up nicely. They got everybody sealed off, they've got front side taken care of, and here comes number 15 running through the hole. And heck, even, you know, not an even, but they've got Dowdle going running the football as well. And so, I haven't seen the Rams play a whole hell of a lot, or I haven't seen them practice at all. But I'll tell you what, Dallas, you know, they came off the ball, and it looked like they had a little purpose trying to – they were trying to run the ball. They were really big today on the – well, we always talk about the waggles and the boots and kind of moving Dak around. So they were running it and then playing play action off that to kind of get some looks. But kind of a good day for the offensive line when it came to handing the football off.
Dude, that's music to our ears. I mean, at this point, I don't even care what the competition level is.
It's been better. It was better today than any other point I've seen in practice. When they do the 9-on-7 period, the holes today were there.
Whereas, and the clips, I mean, it looked like they were opening up some really good running lanes. Now, was the pass protection as good?
Well, okay, I was part of – we went over to do one-on-one. I was part of the of DallasCowboys.com. They asked me to come on training camp live. So I was over there watching one-on-one pass rush drill, doing the commentary for it. And so standing over there, Kyle Yeomans and I, it was a little rough. But it was not like it was the backup guys that were getting opportunity. But it was more like the guy that actually showed up today in pass protection was Josh Ball. I mean, at playing at guard. Yeah, you're gonna watch tonight on DallasCowboys.com. You're gonna go back and see this, and you're gonna go, oh my gosh, that's a terrible rep. And I'm not talking about Josh Ball. I'm talking about Matt Waletzko, Awesome Richards. I'll tell you what, some good reps from BB. And the problem that these guys had was they were so anxious with their pass sets that they went hands extended too far in front, and now the Rams are going around them. And then one time, Verse just ran over the top of Awesome Richards. I mean, just completely went over him to get to the ball. And then it turned into guys were like, okay, we're going to try and set them short. And when I mean set them short is that, like, instead of take that kick, slide, you just, at the line, you just try and take them right there and shock them, and then that way they have to restart. Well, there were a couple of times they did that, and they completely missed. The depth of this offensive line, just watching that, gave me a little bit of concern. I was like, man, I've seen these guys. I've seen Awesome Richards take some really good reps against Micah Parsons. But today, in that one-on-one period, you know, it's a difficult one for the offensive line to have to deal with. But, man, it was like these guys had not practiced. And I was like – and so, like I say, you can take a peek at on DallasCowboys.com tonight. They're going to have all the tape posted and stuff, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think the tackle depth is a real, real question. There we saw clips of Guyton warming up. Did he actually do a whole lot?
Never did anything.
Okay, we don't have anything on Tyler Guyton.
Nothing on Guyton at all. He warmed up. I was down there at the other end of the field with him initially, and he went through all. And he was wrists were taped, gloves were on. I'm thinking, okay, he's going to try and do something today, but he did not get. Not one rep that I was able to see.
Was Mozzie doing anything with the pass rush drills? I saw one where it seemed like he actually got his pad level low for a change.
Yeah, I'll say this overall because I was watching Mozzie specifically the last part of practice. The thing with Mozzie is that he is there's no consistency to his game. There's one time where you do see, like, pad level, he does the right thing. And then there's three plays where he doesn't do anything. And Mozzie got tired today. Mozzie got really tired today. And, you know, I was watching Matthew Stafford and their group. They were blocking him pretty well up front. The Rams had a couple of plays where they were able to pop things. Attacking inside, their stuff on the outside is more like trying to throw screens and things like that to get the ball outside. But that Williams is just going to attack inside and then trying to kind of bounce some things. But I was with Mozzie, it's going to be about conditioning. It's going to be about, you know, his ability to have some success. And I think when he has some success, he kind of finds a way to maybe have a little bit more success. But I specifically watched him today with the intent of, like, okay, let me see how this thing is going to go. And, you know, five, six plays in a row, he's gassed. And, you know, whereas Justin Rogers is a little bit more active, a little bit more bounce, a little bit, you know, trying to fight the blocks and stuff. Mozzie just got a little wore down today in this scrimmage.
Brian Broaddus is with us. He's in Oxnard, California. Lucius is in the Pimp Cup Master Control, and you have the three of us here at Hurtado in Mansfield. Marshawn Nealon, second rounder. How did he look today?
Yeah, he was. There were a couple of different times. I was not on their end for the pass rush stuff, so I don't know how he did on pass rush. But there were a couple of different times where they were able to get him up the field and cause some pressure. They ran a couple of different blitzes. They were moving Micah around, and there were a couple of times too where the official, I'm like, bro, that's a sack. Unless you want him to kill Matthew Stafford, I mean, you got to blow the whistle there. So they were able to get a couple of different blitzes home, which were nice. And Nealon was part of some of the games that they were working to try and free some guys up and stuff like that. The run part to his side I thought was pretty good. But I didn't like to say the pass rush stuff, they were the main part of the pass rush came from like with Micah and then also from Tank.
Mm. What was your takeaway on Leofau?
I'll tell you what, I liked what I saw with Leofau. He continues to run around and make plays. He, you know, his whole game is one of those where all of a sudden you're like saying, okay, we're lining up. What does he see? Okay, he's got the idea. Now he sees the ball and he's gone. I mean, that's where he is just super active when it comes to him. Actually, who else did they throw out there that was pretty interesting? Well, they threw Overshown out there. So Overshown got some work with the linebackers. I didn't know how much that he was going to go with the other linebackers, but Kendricks, Leofau, Overshown, all those guys got some really, really good work today. And, you know, they'll continue. That room will continue to get better as this training camp progresses, and then we get through some of these preseason games.
So the run defense, it seemed like, the at least from some of the clips on Cowboys Twitter, you mentioned Kendricks, Leofau, Overshown, all made plays.
Yeah.
The defensive front, were you impressed at all there? Do you see improvement?
No, I mean, I was not, like I said, I was not impressed with what Mozzie, because he just, I feel like he gets tired. And then his stance is bad, his technique's bad, he catches blocks. You know, he's got to find a way to fight through some things. He's got to find a way when they're going to run five, six, seven, eight plays in a row. He has got to find a way, you know, to make some plays, to get off the ball, to disengage. Justin Rogers, to me, was a much better player today when it came to playing through, you know, having to play a lot of snaps. So, yeah, they like I say, they try to attack the middle of that defense. They had just a little bit success. I did like with the linebackers, but like I say, watching Mozzie, I did it with my own eyes. I'm just saying, okay, how many plays are we going to play here? You know, and the stance, the positioning, it kind of falls apart for him when things get tired.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, when you talk about being frustrated with a player, I mean, my gosh, obviously his play on the field will frustrate you if somebody's not performing up to standard. But when you got a guy with this much at stake coming in, you would think the conditioning factor wouldn't even be a part of it. You know,
he would
have that part dialed, the things that you can really sort of control. And you hope that that's not an issue for you. If Justin Rogers has more stamina than you right now, Mozzie Smith, that's inexcusable. You know, that's 100% inexcusable. You mentioned the linebackers brought us. I saw some clips. It looked like the biggest free agent addition of the offseason, Eric Kendricks, was flying around and
he does.
Getting off blocks and meeting backs in the hole.
He does. This is what this guy, him, Clark, those guys, they run really, really well. And they're able to get in position. And as long as they're free to able to run, they get after it. And I think this linebacker room is really, really good. And when it comes to the coverage aspect of things, when it comes to defending the run, you know, I like the guys that they've got right now, because I know these guys are going to go get to the football and make plays.
Yeah, and that's huge, and that's such a different situation. I mean, 180-degree turn from what it was last season. And you mentioned them in coverage. That's going to be huge. With the amount of base defense that we've seen from Zimmer over the years and then what we're still seeing from him now, it's like, hey, linebackers, you're going to be asked to do some things in coverage that we're hoping that you're going to be capable of. I'm curious. I know McCarthy said at the podium, like, hey, we're not trying to go crazy with the schematics. picks today, but did you notice?
Not really. No,
okay.
He didn't try. He really didn't try and do anything that, you know, orbit motions and things like that. We talk about the orbit where they come across the formation, then circle back and go to where they came from. We've seen that in practice. We saw none of that. Like I say, a lot of edge run, a lot of that. The Dak a couple of different times early in the practice, some really good throws where he had Cooks running like deep in routes, and that and that separated, and then he was able to find Cooks a couple of different times with some passes. So it was pretty standard to how they played today. I don't think they tried to game plan anybody, because you did see a lot of the boots and the waggles. I know that drives you guys nuts when I say that, but that's what they're doing.
It's send
the group one way, and then Dak and Ferguson come out the back door and find a way to get some completions. But that's kind of where their offense was. Some shots inside, the waggles, and then some pop runs from Zeke, and then also from our guy Rico Dowdle.
Yeah, I mean, that's one positive maybe with not having CD there. You're getting added work with Dak and Brandon Cooks continuing to build on that rapport. Tolbert, I saw Nick Harris posted a shoestring catch that he was able to make. Was any other wide receiver stand out?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time over on the defensive side because I was doing the Mozzie stuff. But I know early in practice when I went down on that for the Tolbert had a play on a corner route that this guy's got really good hands, and so to me, you know, his ability to separate and then be able to finish, you know, that he has come to play. He has come to put a lot of things behind him. I think he is, when you start to talk about the wide receiver one of the group, you know, him and Cooks and those guys, they're kind of, you know, they're having these good battles and good practices. I think Tolbert has just leaps and bounds, though, from what and Brooks had a nice catch today too. But it's been Tolbert, it seems like, that's always finding ways to get open.
If Tolbert's going to emerge like that, man, that's exciting. I said at 5:20, I thought maybe it was a hot take that maybe he could challenge Cooks for number two, but it sounds like you're already there as well.
I'm you know what, I think that to me that I was thinking that maybe Brooks was going to have more mental toughness than this guy. This guy's got mental toughness. He'll go get the football. His uniform's generally pretty dirty after practice because he's going to the ground and getting balls and trying to adjust. And just these guys run all day. And they've shown that, like I say, Tolbert's on the right path. If he could just keep doing what he's doing, they're going to have three pretty darn good receivers.
Sounds amazing, Brian. Thank you so much for your takeaways.
Cowboys
and Rams had a joint practice this afternoon for 2 hours, 4 to 6. Brian brought us, stood on the practice fields in Oxnard and observed, and he has delivered. Man, I would be half interested to know, just out of curiosity, what could we get for CeeDee Lamb? You know, not that they're going to, you know, take over the world with Jalen Tolbert and Brandon Cooks, but it sounds like you have two credible wide receivers. The passing game was working good enough, and this is clearly a rebuilding Cowboys team, not one going for it. I think they're trying to keep all of their star players, and a proper rebuild would involve trading at least one of them right now, get some draft capital, and start looking to 2026.
Well, keep an eye what happens. Keep an eye what goes on with our guy down in San Francisco. All of a sudden that thing turns crazy, and, you know, and they say, oh, well, hey, we'll give you a one and a two and something else. You know, I mean, there's, you know, if you're not interested in paying, I think CeeDee Lamb's the one guy that if you signed him, that he would get better. I don't worry about his contract as much, but I totally understand what you're saying about, hey, if you're going to play rebuilding mode and you're not going to have your quarterback here and you're not going to have your coach and all that, give me as much, you know, if you can give me a pick for a first-round pick and also I parlay that into my quarterback next year, I don't have a problem with what you're doing.
I'd have a lot of things on the table if I'm looking at this situation with all the uncertainty in the air. Thank you, Brian. Sports hodgepodge coming up next. Chief, where are you taking us?
Sage advice from an unlikely philosopher. We have your high school football headline of the day and, of course, more takeaways from Cowboys practice with Broadus Live in Oxnard next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Friend of the show just reminded us Tyreek Hill got a 1, 2 twos, 2 fours, and a 6 from the Dolphins there for the Chiefs. So I think the haul would be very, very significant. And if you're, you know, failing in the 2023 draft, maybe the 2024 draft is going pretty good but not great. It's like, how could the Cowboys possibly make the draft and develop thing work? And I think it would, you know, if you really want to do it, it's trading star players who are worth so many draft picks that you could build a much more significant depth chart without them than with them.
Yeah, John Machota is hanging out with Jerry Jones and just tweeted out that Jerry's saying that he is in no hurry to sign CeeDee Lamb. So if you check John Machota's account right now, you can get a little insight on that.
Well, that means we'll have a deal done tomorrow.
I'll jump over there. The segment is brought to you by the Good Feet Store, and it's time now for Eric Chiafalo to deliver his sports hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I was hopeful that today on 8-8 we would get the 88 contract done. You know, I thought
he tweeted that out.
Maybe they were CeeDee Lamb tweeted it out.
He did out 8-8.
Okay. He was maybe thinking the same thing then. Like, maybe we were all just waiting for 88 day, so to speak, to get that deal done. Well, we still have a few more hours to get that thing across the finish line. I'll tell you what, big shout-out to Tolo, Jeremy Breeden, the owner of Breezy's Shaved Ice.
It's incredible.
He just swung through. It's here. He's a Mansfield gentleman. He just came in and brought me in, Walchuck, the Dreamsicle. Are you kidding me with how phenomenal that is?
Grew up, TC Shaved Ice in Plano was a staple as a kid, and I would always get their Dreamsicle. But Jeremy Breeden, Shave Ice, Not Beards, is his location. About to tweet out his card here. But if you're in the Mansfield area, even if you're not, you're going to need to stop by there. Get some Hurtado and some Shaved Ice. You've got yourself a hell of a day.
I was going to say, the way that just put the finishing touches on what has been an incredible culinary experience today here at Hurtado, just incredible. Thank you, Breezy Shaved Ice. Thank you, Brandon Hurtado. And I cannot wait for Saturday's Fan Bowl extravaganza. I'm bringing the wife out. I was taking pictures of all the food today. She was like, oh, my gosh, I cannot wait to try those tacos on Saturday at Fan Bowl. And it's going to be a great party. And, Broadus, you will not be there, and I'm sad about that.
Make sure, Woolchuck, you hold the thing, the triangle, hold the top when you kick field goals.
You taught me that last year.
Yeah,
and it was a game changer.
Don't go upright. Just make sure it's flat, that they have that flat edge, and then you can kick it straight. So
you got it, Coach.
What was the best meal today, by the way? Best quick little snack?
Dude,
the pork bellies?
Tacos.
I'll say the burn end.
About the fifth time he said that, right?
It's the best burn ends.
It's the best burn
ends. Burn ends are outstanding.
Is it pork belly burn ends?
No,
or is it
brisket burn ends. Yeah, you got pulled pork. We got some Twinkies here, some sliced brisket.
Damn.
It's special if you can find a place that has the best barbecue in the world, but it also has the best burn ends and the best tacos in the entire world.
It's crazy.
At the Hurtado nearest you. I think the only thing they need to complete total global dominance is a good bread pudding.
Ooh, so they've got the banana pudding, which is outstanding, but you're right. Maybe we should. We'll talk to Brandon. Let's incorporate a bread pudding.
The old bread pudding.
Hint.
I do love me some bread pudding. Now,
got some rum in it.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the
whiskey,
secret trick?
Yes, whiskey it is. Whiskey rum, yeah.
I like that move. I like that move. Okay, Broadus, did you mention anything about Kalen Carson, the rookie cornerback?
Interception today, yes.
Okay.
Check me out, boys. I mean, I've got
pages. Oh, you're no
of stuff. I mean, I've just got, and I can't even
flex
keep it
on.
Organized. But yeah, I just was all my circle stuff. Beautiful interception day. Driving on the football. Kid's playing. He was playing the right corner when he intercepted the ball. He could play right. He could play left. Man, I tell you. Oh, and he had a tackle. They tried to throw the ball. They tried to swing it to the back in his area, and he drove. And then had a tackle right there at the point of attack for like a no gain. So interception, tackle, just keep going, bro. Keep going.
Is he an outside guy? I mean, what's
outside,
the vision?
Yeah,
Jordan Lewis's final year. So you're moving De'Ron Bland to slot in 2025.
That's my ideal scenario.
That's my
right?
dream. That's my
you
dream.
Go, and Carson
and Jordan
Diggs.
Lewis is practicing well. Jordan Lewis is actually practicing well. I mean, he's not. It's not.
But
like
a year from
been,
now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's over 30 and about to be a free agent, so we'll see. Going to be
32 next summer. Give me the side eye walking by him today. He must know something about me.
Well, he's got me blocked on Twitter, so don't worry about it.
He saw me, and I just kind of nodded. And
he's very sensitive. We know that.
I like Jordan Lewis a lot.
But, hey,
he's a great interview. He was awesome with KNC.
He's playing really well out here, you know, and I know he hears everything, but he's doing a good job out here, whether it's knocking down passes, interception. I mean, he's around the football today. And by the way, Cooper Kupp's a really good player.
Who's this Cooper Kupp guy you speak of?
Oh, my gosh. He's a good player.
Okay, well, let me ask you this here, Broadus, because
hard to cover.
How much pre-snap motion and stuff were the Rams using? They weren't really doing it? Okay.
Because
I'm trying to figure out how Zimmer is going to defend they just played it straight up.
Played it straight
okay.
up, pretty much, yeah.
Well, on that notepad of yours, what is the blinking red light that we haven't discussed yet that you need to get off your chest here from the joint practice today versus the Rams?
Eric, I've got about 75 things circled here. Zeke and the fumble, I love the Cooper, Cooks crossing stuff I thought was really, really good. I was amazed at how well we kind of ran the ball today. I say we. They ran the ball today.
You're out there. Come on.
No, I tell you what, I'm looking at the pressure 94. It wasn't fooled. Man, I got to go through. If you talk, I'll find something. I promise I'll find something on my
filibuster.
No
problem.
Yeah, talk about whatever you were going to not make any sense of, and I'll find something, okay?
Okay, perfect. We will start. I got a little high school football stuff for you.
There you
the
go.
First of which is
just the humping of the face?
Well, actually, well, Chuck.
I didn't want to bring this up. I knew you would bring this up.
The face humping?
Hell yeah, dude. And it's a prominent school. People know about this. Two-a-days, baby.
All right, well, that's the tease. But, Broadus, go ahead and give
us
what you got.
I did tell you about Overshown, right?
He played.
But one of the things I circled on this, he carried our guy. Is it Kyren Williams, the back?
Kyren
Williams. Yeah, there was like they were trying to sneak him out of the backfield, and my guy Overshown said, not so fast. He went just flying with him to the outside. And they wanted to throw the football his direction, and Overshown was in such good shape that Stafford went somewhere. Because you see him kind of look at him, and then he pulls it back and then looks somewhere else. But that's because they're trying to wheel Williams, but Overshown was able to carry the route. So nice job on his part. That was something I circled on my pad here.
Love that, man. Yeah. Love that.
I got to be better organized next time. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. I mean, the athleticism there for the linebackers, and again, that's what you have to have if you're Mike Zimmer and you want to play a bunch of base defense where you got three linebackers on the field all the time, then you better go ahead and have some guys that can do some coverage stuff. What about Trey Lance? What about Trey Lance?
I tell you what, nice play to you guys are busting my ass about Flournoy. He did have a catch. I heard you guys before you went to break. I hate every one of you. I really do.
Hey, that was just me and Wolchuk.
No, you leave Dawson out of this. I like Lucius a lot, and the rest of you guys can you know what. But, yeah, no, the thing with Trey threw the ball okay today, and he had a really nice kind of a float. They send Flournoy up the field and then break him almost like a post route, and then Lance was able to throw over the top of the corner to get it, kind of floated it over the top on the out route there, and nice job by Flournoy making the play. But we were kind of worried about outside routes and this guy throwing the ball. And that was a pretty one that I circled on my path.
Well, I want to apologize for that tease there at the top of the hour, Brian, and let you know you, during camp you can talk about the 60-second man just as much as you want to, my man. But I do have something else to get to. You told us about the CeeDee Lamb quote from Jerry Jones. I don't have any urgency to get it done. Mm-hmm. CeeDee just retweeted that and said, LOL.
Oh, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
It's getting
juicy. This is exactly what Jerry wants. Yeah. Jerry sees the, like CeeDee Lamb chiming in on this, and it fires him up. He gets excited. He's like, "We need a little controversy up in here. We need a little bit more."
It might not be a bad play on the Cowboys' part because I don't think CeeDee can stay away from the team once this thing means something. Like I think CeeDee
it's $1 million a week
up.
When he starts skipping games.
Yeah, like when it's week one, contract or no contract, I think CeeDee's showing up to play.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I wonder how hard the Cowboys are willing to play this. Like, I kind of get the vibes now from Jerry that he might let a week one holdout happen. You know, if you just
and see if Lamb will give him $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, if
that's what it's going to cost him.
Yeah. Isn't it weird though? Because they never do this. Like, I can't think of the last time they played hardball with someone. But maybe now's the time to start.
You know, you're not really going for the Super Bowl. You've lost so many good players. You're kind of rebuilding. You know, it probably couldn't hurt your negotiation with Dak if he's got to play a little bit without CeeDee Lamb. You know, you've given Dak this incredible offensive line and nonstop weapons from Dez to Amari Cooper to Brandon Cooks, and he can't get you past the wild card or divisional round. And now he's trying to bust your balls for market setting money again. You know, if Jerry's just said, you know what, we've been absolute pushovers in negotiations for the past 12 years.
I'm done with it.
I'm done.
The caveman.
Yeah, you know, the Jerry's back. You know, you want to try to get the upper hand on me.
We are back.
Hold my beer and watch this. I'm here for it, Jerry, if that's what you're doing.
Man, yeah, this is, I mean, I'm still confident it ends up getting done, but This is right where Jerry wants this thing to be, man.
I mean, they tried to end the camp holdouts.
About a trade.
They tried to end camp holdouts with this last negotiation thing, and the players have said, no, we're still holding out. I think this might be Jerry showing the league how it's done and maybe taking it personal with yes, but I would love to – I mean, I think the trade discussion just got a little bit more juicy.
I mean, it did, dude. Right. I'm telling you, I'm dialing up the New England Patriots saying, hey – I mean, Ayuk didn't want you at $32 million. Maybe CeeDee Lamb is down for $32 million, and you guys might have a top five pick next year because you're going to suck
so
bad.
Now you're thinking.
CeeDee's better than Ayuk,
well,
right?
Well, CeeDee,
100%.
I'd pay $35 for CeeDee.
Absolutely, yeah,
if they're willing to give $32 for Ayuk, they'll probably come correct at $34, $35, whatever for CeeDee Lamb, and then now I'm getting a potential pretty much a guaranteed top 10 pick and likely a top 5 pick.
What's New England thinking, though, trying to make a big trade for a finishing piece when they're not even a playoff team?
I think you're still trying to – I mean, you're going for super young dudes, like guys that are still on rookie contracts, and Brandon Ayuk and CeeDee Lamb still have a ton of future. And
they think they just drafted their franchise quarterback.
They're trying to help their quarterback, yeah.
Exactly. And they have, I mean, they have next to nothing in terms of just skill players on that offense. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to name anybody. Kendrick Bourne.
Well, they drafted two receivers. That could be good. Jalen Polk, Javon Baker.
Yeah. I said at the top of the segment, a 1, 2 twos, 2 fours, and a 5 for Tyreek Hill. What beyond the 1 are you asking for? Now, that was Miami, who was going to be picking in the 20s.
Right.
This is New England, who, as Brian talked about earlier, is at least picking in the top 10, maybe top 5.
Give me a 1 and a 3.
Yeah, I was going to say 1 and a 2.
About a 1, 3, and a 4?
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Yeah.
All those picks at the top of the round. That's
from New England. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just knowing what we know about how bad they're likely to be this year.
Now, I don't think
you're
trading
CeeDee Lamb. You got to give them two.
But this is fun to talk about.
Yeah, it's
they're not going to. Yeah, they're not going to trade Lamb. I mean, but
I'll take the picks. Let's do this. Let's rebuild this thing.
I would love it. You know, and if you were thinking, hey, this is Dak's last year, I think you want to maximize it, trade Lamb now, and then get Dak to waive his no trade clause around week 5 or 6 when he realizes you're not going to the playoffs, and maybe I could just jump to my next team now.
We get real reckless. You think a team wants like a CD and a Micah?
The old package deal.
You know, hey, New England. What do you think? Now we can talk multiple ones.
Yeah, crazy sports conversations here live from Hurtado in Mansfield. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. If you're just getting off work and you want the best barbecue and you've never been to Hurtado, you owe it to yourself to get to one of their locations right now. What an amazing afternoon we've had doing the show, talking sports, watching USA pull out victory against Serbia, coming back from 17 down in the second half, 13 going into the fourth. They were still down 2 with 2.5 minutes to play. Steph Curry with a legendary game, one of the finest performances in the history of the Olympics, let alone basketball or Team USA or anything like that. We're back to crosstalk with the Get Right, see what they have to say here next in the nation. Yeah, buddy, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation. We'll cross with the Get Right here in just a minute, but let's go out to Oxnard where Dak Prescott's at the podium.
It's not game. It's not exactly a game, so you're not going to get the 15 yards if you any extracurricular after the play. So, you know, guys are going to take advantage of that. And as we said, you know, talking about verse, but just other guys, even guys on our side, like to talk. And then after so many plays and you get into different drills, emotions and tensions are going to be high. I mean, I welcome it. I obviously just don't welcome any punches being thrown for both sides and just want everybody to be safe. But that's the game of football, man. We've used a lot of our passion and excitement to get to this level and to be where we are, and it'd be crazy and silly to think that guys are just going to drop that off because they're professionals now. So, I mean, that's the way a lot of guys have gotten here. So I encourage it. It makes the game fun. It makes the game better. But at the end of the day, stop when it gets too much. Yeah, I mean, having played game with Brock, obviously, in Arizona, and then even somewhat in the latter part of the year, whether he was a center or guard. Another guy that I talking about passion, who a lot of the reason I'm sure that he's here is because of his passion for the game, his intensity. It was great. It's exactly what it's been at practice. A guy that gets up there is confident in his calls. And then from there, setting the tempo, allowing me to push the tempo. And just our whole operation was great, and just looking forward to continue to build off of that. One more time, picked off. Seatbelt Carson?
Yeah.
There you go. I only know him as Seatbelt Carson. I've been impressed. He's a guy that's aggressive. Obviously, he's being coached the right way. We've got some older guys to learn from in that room who do it exactly that way, who are aggressive, who make plays, who know when to take those shots and get those big-time plays. And I'm not surprised. I'm looking forward to watching that tape and watching, as you said, Carson and some of those other guys who have been doing well against us, seeing how that transitioned into these guys and even come the game on Sunday.
Are you better? You feel you're better than you were last year?
For sure.
How is that manifesting? How are you better? Where are you better?
Everywhere. I think for one, experience helps. So just seeing things, recognizing things a whole lot faster. It's just a credit to the experience. And then my footwork, accuracy, all of that's just the time that I put into it in the off season. I take pride in how hard I work and how diligent I am in my work. And I expect to make those plays. I expect to get better. That's where the frustration and all that come from when we don't win or I don't play well is my expectations are to get out of the work that I put in.
Play of the younger receivers and how they've been productive, they're another example of you being better because you're uplifting them.
Sure, and I think that's much credit to McCarthy and this offense as well. These guys understanding where we expect them to be, where I need them to be if they expect the ball. Being tied to my footwork, and those guys accepting the challenge and saying, hey, I don't care if I'm young or not, I can make a play and watch this. And they've been doing that, and it's been very, very impressive. And as I said, obviously when you don't have your big-time guy in CD, some of these guys that we're going to have to count on need to step up and show that they can make these plays, and they have. I can tell you now it's going to be tough when we have to trim down the numbers because we have some really good guys.
lot of times the noise around you about your play expectations, your money, whatever, comes in waves. When it does get a little high, what's your process of channeling that noise and staying focused?
I couldn't tell you when it's high or low, to be honest with you. It's all the same. It's all noise. It's something that I think being a quarterback of this team, I've become callous to. I've said it over and over. I'm just present where my feet are, and I control what I can control. And the noise is going to happen, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's about the contract, whether it's about my play. I can't stop that. I mean, you guys get paid pretty well to write headlines and to do your job, and respectively so, but I can't allow that to affect how I get paid in my job. You don't get paid well? A couple of y'all need to start holding out too then.
All right, that's it.
Good, thank y'all.
That's G-Bag of the Day nominee Dak Prescott with an incredible finisher there to his daily press conference here on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through the Fan, as we're joined now by the Get Right. And a good evening, gentlemen. How the heck are you?
Doing well, gentlemen. You guys sound like you're having a good time. Staying full, barbecue good.
Cool. Oh, my goodness. It is incredible, Fred. I know you're a recent mover from Houston to DFW, so if you haven't got your fill of Hurtado yet, I guess Saturday at Famble.
Yeah, buddy.
When you need to be jumping in there.
Hey, I got something for you, Gavin. I got something that's so funny. And it's real quick because we're up against the clock. Literally, when KNC announced that Reg, who started it, Get Right with Kevin Gray, that he was going to Houston to do the middays at Houston, right? When they announced this, they were talking about how Parker Hillis, who used to be their producer, went on to big time, and he was supposed to do something for them, but then he took Reg. So I'm listening to this, driving in my car, and I'm like, I didn't know Reg was leaving. I called Reg on the phone. So I'm talking to Reg on the phone, and I said, Reg, they're actually doing a bit about this, about how Parker stole you away. He said, you won't believe this. I am down in Houston right now. Parker, talk to Chris on the phone. I swear to God, we had Parker and they were listening to all this stuff going on with KNC. That's family.
That's
man.
Hilarious.
That is
yeah,
hilarious.
It's been a hell of a day, mm-hmm. and it's great to see Reggie get the recognition that he deserves.
That opportunity, man.
Environment recognizing him, no doubt. What's coming up on the show tonight, gentlemen?
We got a big show. Obviously, a lot going on with the Dallas Cowboys. A lot going on with Jerry Jones and CeeDee Lamb. So we'll get into a little bit of that, obviously.
With Kyle
and then,
Yeomans.
Your boy Kyle Yeoman's going to jump on and kind of follow up a little bit what Broad has had to say. And we'll get his thoughts on the joint practice from earlier.
Just take what he says with a grain of salt, boys. That's all I'm saying. Just a grain of salt when it comes to that Yeoman's guy.
You know, we'll see. We'll see what he has to say.
Words to live by, Wolchuk. All right, guys.
Thank you, gents.
Have a great night. Here they come, Fred and CA. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup back there at Master Control. Thanks to Brian Broaddus in Oxnard, California, holding it down there on the tennis courts. Thanks to Wolchuk and Schiafalo and Ruben Portillo, Remote Engineering. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, Rangers at Yankees, 5:30. You're going home with the nation. At ease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.